When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast of It's American Arts and Culture Review. It's a podcast about arts, culture,
poop,
films, movies,
shit.
And fucking shit,
piss.
And piss, and burps, and that
fart,
and fucking diarrhea shit.
Let's get into this diarrhea.
All right,
shit or burp.
Fucking shit all the way. I love that right. Nasty muddy stuff.
It's gotta be
what's
shit.
What's up, gang? How's
dude,
it going?
I sprayed my plant that I have.
With shit?
With neem oil, and it smells like the orangest diarrhea you've ever... Neem oil.
What?
It's to keep fungus from
like
growing.
Like finding neem oil?
And insects and stuff.
Like the movie Finding Neem Oil.
Sort of. In the way that it's like smells like shit. It smells like shit. It stunk up our whole house.
Yeah.
You don't like Finding Nemo?
Our house smells like orange dust shit.
Yeah.
You know that kind of shit?
Fucking diarrhea that's mostly water that has speckles in it.
And when I do it, I think to myself, I thought the Dust Bowl was in the 1930s.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What do you don't know? Do you have a tushy yet?
No, I dip my ass. I draw a bath. Dip my ass in it.
And it's like whenever you put in a fucking tea bag and a
thing
of hot water, mm-hmm. there, you can see the fucking the changing of the colors.
I'm still just wiping.
What? You're still
do
wiping?
That.
I don't wipe.
Yeah, I'm still wiping.
I don't even turn on my tushy. I just get up and go. I'm a man that has things to
do. Well, as a kid, I would do that. Wouldn't think twice.
Well, they're having fun out there.
I was not taking my time.
I'm not missing out.
You ever have a pal who like sits on the toilet for 45 minutes? You're like, what the fuck are you doing in there, man?
Sometimes I got a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Be there for a while.
And the shit is not really like fucking begging to come out, but it's there.
Sometimes it's coming out quick, but there's still just so much.
Sorry for being so brown on the opening.
Sorry, yeah.
Some people don't like
it. If you don't like this shit talk, go ahead and just tweet at me, I guess.
Tweet it, Rod. I'm taking a break from Twitter
again.
He just
wants the attention.
I do like the attention.
Dude, I'm hitting it hard on TikTok. Taking a huge break from Twitter, though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get there. Y'all, if y'all got TikTok and you're listening, go put my song and you're doing something stupid.
Oh, I like that.
That's what I need. Go use my song, Trevor.
Do you have a song where you go like... I hate that jacket. I'm not putting it on.
No, but I wrote a song the other day. You want me to play just thinking of that?
Sure.
It's about a jacket?
So where you're begging for TikToks?
I was like, I want to write a song that TikTokers could use.
Yeah.
Let me find
it. So you just grab something really specific that they can like turn
into? No, not specific. Vague.
Oh, vague. Okay.
It needs to be like, I love my friend.
But sometimes they stink.
Exactly.
So you yeah, the perfect TikTok song is a setup and then like a twist.
How long does a TikTok last?
Like a trend?
I mean, like how long can a TikTok be?
It can be over a
minute.
What's
sometimes.
Like the best length though?
Fucking 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we go.
Can I speed it up? You might need to speed it up. You ever get a TikTok?
Like, having lots of fun with all my friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, but Clay, you didn't really give it your...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know that song. You said that song's about me.
It is about anybody,
can you say
it's about you.
Can you
sorry.
Say the lyrics to me?
Having lots of fun. Rod's famously annoying.
Yeah, famously.
Having lots of fun with all my friends. I think they're funny, even though they're clinically annoying and the worst people you'll ever meet.
Okay.
It's about Rod.
It's absolutely about Rod. I could say clinically sexual, overly sexual.
Yeah, but then at that point you're kind of hitting the nail.
That's a little bit too much.
A little too on the nose.
And I think that's too specific. I think annoying is more.
But the thing, I don't want
Rod
ever...
was in court the other day, and they're like, you're sexual misbehaving. And he goes, can you just say I was just being weird?
I don't want to call someone else annoying, because I'm honestly not, it's pretty rare that I'm annoyed. So,
right.
And it takes a lot. And actually, recently I was hanging out with somebody I found very annoying. Every time I would say something, I'm thinking of a movie idea.
Okay, ready? So I'm thinking about this, like, movie idea.
Oh, you make movies? I love movies. Because, like, when you go into a movie, when you go into a movie theater, you're transported into a different time, a
different
mindset. Wait,
you're hanging with Nicole Kidman?
It's so much fun. Yeah, Heartbreak feels good in a movie theater. And then we'd start laughing and go, okay, Nicole Kidman. And she'd go, Nicole Kidman? I love Nicole Kidman from all of the movies that she does. And then she would, you'd go, and then she would sort of get self-conscious and be like, I guess I talked a little bit too long. And then,
you know, the interesting is I don't find myself in the company of any new people.
I do all the time, yeah, and usually I'm having a blast, but I know it's still having a lot of fun. It's
literally just, everyone I hang out with, I've had decades of friendship or knowing of them.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not completely annoyed the whole time. I just think of myself as being kind of a super annoying guy.
Is this a younger person?
No, but when I hang out with somebody that's actually annoying, I'm like, oh, right. No, wait, I'm not that annoying. I'm not like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you ever feel annoying?
Do I? No, because I don't. I try very hard to not bother anybody.
Yeah, me too. I mean, probably to a fault, really. If I get into a conversation with someone at a party, I'll end it quick. And I go, okay, cool, it's nice.
Sometimes I'll just keep listening to him, though, because I'm like, I don't want to, this guy's talking to me, I just don't want to bother him. He can just talk to me for...
That feeling of leaving a party going, what the fuck was I on? Holy shit, what was I doing?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I hate that feeling.
I do the thing where I talk to somebody, one person for the whole party.
I do that too
sometimes. I don't ever want to, I feel weird about ending it.
I talk to the same about five people I see at basically any party I go to.
Yeah. But sometimes I do cut them off quick.
Yeah.
If I feel like it's getting to an awkward territory. Where I see this ending soon, and so I'm just gonna end it right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I go, shit, I need to wipe my ass. Sorry, I forgot about that.
Oh, wait, I thought you didn't wipe your ass anymore.
Well, they don't know that.
Oh.
Oh, he's lying.
I'm lying.
Oh, it's like I'm gonna go wash my hair. Or something.
When we used to do our show at the Satellite, Clay and Bud would be on the lookout because sometimes I would walk off stage, which I was the host of the show, and so I was like, sometimes I would walk off stage, somebody would come up to me and wouldn't let me out of the conversation with them, even though I had to go back on stage.
Yeah,
and so y'all would be like. You'd like point at me.
You have to go grab it.
Yeah. Because I was always too afraid to be like, I can't, dude, I can't talk. I gotta.
Yeah. It's also, there's also a live comedy show. You probably
yeah,
should.
Yeah, don't be talking.
Don't talk right now. Yeah. What are you doing?
Nowadays, I don't give a shit. Dude, if people want to talk at the show, fucking talk.
But
they're
probably,
if they want to film me, I don't care. Film
you're not
me.
Making them put their phones in the Yoder bag?
I don't give a shit. I'm not saying anything important enough to where if someone sees a clip of it on YouTube, they'll decide they're not gonna watch whatever I do next or something. There's, well, you don't want to see me do a fucking talk about how I have a favorite bucket,
yeah,
more than once. Well, then you're probably not a true fan.
Fuck off.
Yeah, go ahead and fuck right off.
I was telling people they could film me.
Go ahead and film me.
Film me. See what happens.
But
film
they
me.
Don't. And then it was really sad because sometimes people come up to me and be like, I filmed the whole show for you. And I was like, you didn't have to do that. I was just making a joke.
Please film me.
Because Dave Chappelle makes you put a phone in his bag, in a bag.
Go ahead and upload the video.
Yeah.
Because he's doing badass stuff.
Yeah, he's up there not doing exactly. He's saying some truth.
Sometimes he'll go up there. He'll smoke a cigarette.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
He'll be up there for 3 hours.
That doesn't have to work for him.
You know, it's awesome every time. Stand up for 3 hours.
Oh yeah,
a one-sided conversation that lasts 3 hours.
I saw the fucking Norm Macdonald do 3 hours.
Oh,
I walked out.
Yeah, so did I. I was with you.
Mm-hmm. You fucking don't do that.
And I love him.
Yeah, I love him too.
3 hours?
Yeah. Were you not there?
No.
When we snuck in? That was a cool night. We were performing at the...
a rare sneak-in thing. I've never... It's rare
you
that
were
I,
there, Rod.
Where was
well,
this?
You're in all the photos from that weekend.
He was probably sneaking into some other places too that night too, yeah. So you can't remember.
And where was this?
He could have been locked up. It was in downtown LA at Riot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then we went, what is that place called, like Regal or something? We went in, there's
Regent.
The Regent, there's an ATM. You had to go into the bar to get to the ATM to pay the guy. And so we would go into the area where the ATM is, do a left, right, and then taking this little back area, and you're in the show.
No, that's not what happened.
Really? What happened? How did we get in?
Well, that was our plan.
Oh, really?
But then we get in there, and the guy stopped us.
Right.
And because we were on the festival, he goes, hey, y'all can't go in. You don't have the right wristband. And I go, oh, sorry, dude. We're performing on the show. And he goes, oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, we're all opening for Norm.
Yeah, he didn't know. He didn't know, and I just said it, and we had, like, some of the credentials.
Yeah.
And so he took us upstairs to the open bar, like, balcony area of the Regent, and then that's how we watched the show.
I saw Dillinger 4 in that theater.
Really?
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was like one of our friends works at Hopeless Records, or one of the records.
That was you. You used to work there.
No, I used to work at Simon Dummy.
Oh.
One of those people works
where
at
the fuck
record.
Was I?
I don't know. I asked Bud to go with me. It was someone I knew at Side One that invited me.
All right.
And she got me in. And it was the first time I really got to see a show from the balcony.
It's you
the
like
fucking
it?
Best way to see a show. Especially
it's a blast.
A pop punk show like that where people feel obligated to like mosh around.
So tell me about this show, though. You kept it a secret from me and Rod, but... So when was
but
this?
You did invite
it buddy. Was like one of those classic things where like I desperately didn't want to go, but I told because I liked the people outside one. They were nice to me and they were nice to let me in. Christina let me into this, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just go. And I went and had a blast.
And how long ago was this?
About 6 years ago, feels like.
Huh, interesting.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
Remember when we
I was alive 6 years ago?
Yeah, me too.
You played all the hits.
We saw Dillinger, like probably 17 years ago.
I still have I have photos from that night in my bookcase. I showed you one of them.
What? Which one?
I think I showed you. I can pull out my phone too. Of Against Me. I took a lot of Against Me photos.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
And our friend that night we went to see them. Our friend Mason was with us. And the thing at that bar, Handlebar, was you just had to tell them that you were 18 and they would let you in.
Yeah.
And so we were all like...
And we were peep squeaks. We really were.
Yeah, and so we were like, we're 18. And then Mason goes, I'm 18. And she goes, really? And he goes, I'm 15. And she goes, dude, I can't let you in now. And he had to sit on the curb the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's pretty cool. Remember when we played we were supposed to perform at the Hopeless.
What's the point of not letting a 15-year-old? If it's only 18, like what's the big deal?
I don't know.
How could it possibly matter?
I don't know.
No one knows, my man.
We were supposed to play at that Hopeless Records 20-year reunion show.
Yeah. I do remember.
We decided
we learned
that
we'd try to play a Dillinger song.
But Clay got food poisoning.
Yeah.
And so we said, never mind.
Is that
remember that, Rod? You played bass.
I did play bass. I do remember that. I don't remember what happened and why we didn't
do it. No, no, but also something happened where we weren't allowed to play or something.
I thought they didn't want to do something funny because it was like a celebration thing.
No, I think they wanted us to do comedy and we were like...
That's stupid. Yeah. Let us play a song.
Yeah. Nothing really but bad ideas both ways.
Yeah. It was fun learning that song, though.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun doing, getting like a big... In that band room.
Yeah. When's the last time y'all got gut rot food poison? Like bad.
It's been a while.
Years.
You know, the other, we went to a crawfish boil at Johnny Pemberton's place and I did some day drinking and I got back and I threw up nonstop right when it, like 3 hours after the party. And now looking back at it, I bet that was fucking food poisoning because I was eating, he was like cooking, he was boiling all the stuff, and I was like, here's the photo of against me.
Oh, yeah. Good photo.
I was throwing up like a fucking madman when I got back, and I was like, fuck, I've been hungover, and I've thrown up before, but I've never been hungover this quick after day drinking. And I think I ate a undercooked sausage from the boil.
Mm.
Just immediately.
Well, you got too excited. Up.
Dude,
looking at it boil up.
And also, I'm the only one there. I'm the one most excited for the sausage.
Even though you are a crawdad guy.
I am a crawdad guy, but sometimes it hurts the fingers after cracking into a couple of
shells.
Especially
my bloody ass fingers,
yeah,
dude.
I don't love cracking into them. It's not that...
I love fucking... I could eat 7 billion pounds of that shit.
Yeah.
Endless, it's too messy.
Shrimp and crawdad. Oh, my God.
It's too messy for me. I don't like
Clay,
that stuff.
I'm so mad at Clay.
Why?
The Dungeon 4?
No, because we're going to Orlando, and Clay's not going to Gulf Shores first, and we could sit there and eat all the shrimp we want.
Yeah, I know. But they're buying my flight, so I just don't want to do, like, hey, buy my flight to Gulf Shores, Alabama for 3 times the price.
That's true.
So, I mean, I got to play it safe there, and they're nice enough for...
You got a hotel room?
I don't know if we can announce. Who gives a shit at this point? We got a hotel one, yeah. I mean, it's not booked yet. These festivals take so fucking long to book everything. We got another fest that we want to buy tickets for that they even haven't even told us the lineup, so I don't even know what days to buy the flight for, so.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Hey, what? Did we see a movie, didn't we, gang?
Yeah, we went to see Marry Me.
Marry Me.
Which is what Rod says to his shit when he leaves it in the toilet.
Yeah, I asked my shit to marry me.
Yeah.
What's that? Is that a big deal?
Marry Me. Marry Me is
where
a movie.
Where do we see this?
At the Hollywood Theater in
Downtown Hollywood.
Man's Chinese?
Yeah, Man's Chinese, Downtown Hollywood Theater.
Woman's Chinese, too.
Yeah, why did they do that?
Sexism in Hollywood. It's rampant.
Classic stuff.
So yeah, we saw it. We go. We're belly's full, except for Clay's, of course, because he was running late. And he said, it's fine. I'll get the burger.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's fine. Whatever. At this point, we're numb to it.
Yeah.
We go to Pack Theater, 3,000 people.
I thought they would have like a Marry Me type, you know, branded burger. Yeah.
Yeah. What's the flavors on there, you think?
Sweet.
Like cake? Like
sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a cake burger.
Delicious,
it's a cake
kind burger. Of sugary burger.
With frosting instead of cheese. And then there's also cheese.
Cheese and frosting? Nothing better.
And then the Owen Wilson and J-Lo on the top as a little ornament on the brioche that they put on it.
Yeah.
So don't ever yawn at me again.
Sorry, I was just thinking of your name. You're Cite.
Oh, I do remember that. You're like, oh, Cite, what's up?
My guy Cite's here. Oh, he's showing up hungry. I can tell he's grumpy. Oh, shit. Cite's grumpy. Sorry. Let him sit on the aisle so he can go get his
burger.
Yeah,
you gotta get a burger.
I said, I'll have the Marry Me burger. They go, we don't have that. I go, you have a death wish?
He pulls out his gun.
It's weird that they're showing a movie inside a cemetery. And you go, what? And you go, yeah, because you're dead. You're dead meat.
Yep.
So Marry Me is about J-Lo... And Owen Wilson, who I guess are supposed to be like 32.
Yeah, they're both 50, right?
They haven't been 32 in fucking 50 years.
J-Lo's a pop star.
Yeah.
Who is about to get married. And Owen Wilson is a guy, a teacher,
mm-hmm.
who has a kid. He's like 10 or something.
Yeah.
I think she's junior high. Single?
Yeah. He's single.
He's single. She's supposed to be getting married.
And Sarah Silverman is there, his friend.
Yeah.
And they're all
guidance counselor.
They're all living and acting as though they're 32 tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway,
City living?
City living, yeah.
New York City.
J-Lo, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Because the guy she's going to get married
to. That's crazy.
Is like this pop star too, and they're going to get married on stage.
On TV. In front of millions.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it's legal.
I guess in this world it is.
They said that's
You're okay. Clearly, you've never been married.
No, I'm married. I might get married in a church.
Christian church,
where it should happen. Yeah. I'm on a fucking stage at a fucking sin concert.
Sorry, CT's getting worked up again.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about my fucking frosting burger that didn't happen.
So, I'm just thinking, watching this, here's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Well, who could have done this, like the young stars of today? Because when J-Lo and Matthew McConaughey were on all those romantic comedies, they were in their early 30s, probably.
Yeah.
And then I was like,
you know what your nickname is?
What?
Wickedy 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 Whitmer.
That is kind of the thing I thought about. Excuse me?
I'm Wickedy 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 Whitmer.
Yeah. So what happened in the movie?
So I'm going, who could this be? And then I'm like, oh, there isn't anyone. Fine. Owen Wilson and J-Lo it is.
It could be like Selena Gomez.
Yeah. It could be Selena Gomez and
that fucking weird
Andrew
kid.
Garfield or
whatever.
Spaghetti and
spaghetti meatballs.
The weird kid from Killing of a Sacred Deer, yeah. Who's also a Joker. Uh-huh. So, you know, they're living their best life.
Spoiler alert, gang.
Sorry. Yeah.
For Marry Me.
Yeah. And J Lo's young ass fiance.
He's 28.
Is he?
Yeah, Maluma.
Yeah, he's so
played by Jack Harlow?
No, he's played by Maluma. Much.
Oh, is that an actual pop
star? His name is Bastion.
Oh, gotcha.
In the movie, his name is Bastion, played by Maluma.
Cool. Okay,
that's
so
what
Maluma
I did
cheats
that guy's
on
face.
Him.
At the burger stand.
Wait, he was there?
Maluma was there?
Wait, what'd you say?
Bastion.
Oh,
Bastion.
Right.
That's his fucking jaw after he said he didn't have a Marry Me burger. But go on, I don't need to go back into that. Legally, I can't even talk about it, but whatever.
So, anyway, Bastion's cheating on J-Lo.
No, you can't be doing that.
With one of her assistants who we've never met.
What? You can't be doing that.
J-Lo has an assistant in this movie and a manager.
Uh-huh.
It's played beautiful. All the performances are really good. And this movie is actually a blast. Played wonderfully by Michelle Buteau. But so her assistant is like,
Buteau? Is that related to Bowfinger?
I mean, yeah. That's probably.
A little bit.
Both funny. So, anyway, we meet Michelle Buteau and we're like, oh, that's her assistant. And then later in the movie, and we love Michelle Buteau, later in the movie, Bastion's cheating on J-Lo with her assistant. I'm like, damn, that's fucked because we just met.
Yeah,
her assistant, who we love, but it turns out it's just some other assistant.
Yeah, it's an assistant we that you actually never see.
What?
I don't know.
Why?
It just
that?
Felt like a weird choice because then J-Lo also has a manager who's like, oh, this British guy is constantly talking to Owen Wilson and
he's
stuff.
He's little. He has.
And
like,
I'm like, why is there so many different like parts of her team involved in the story? Like, why can't it just be Michelle Buteau? Is, you know, or a man, why can't Michelle Buteau also be your man? It's like, anyway, that was just a thing that I thought was kind of funny. So, but I loved him, loving every second of it.
Yeah.
Having a blast. And Clay, he's holding his belly going, ooh, CT's
so
about
he's
to come
so
out.
Hungry.
Because he's getting mad because he gets.
I didn't have my frosting.
He was mad at Bastion, too. He was like, this fucker. That's what he kept saying.
He goes, why? He kept on saying, we have the Batman burger. I go, I'm not saying fucking Batman, you fucking bastard. I'm saying fucking Marry Me. So give me the Marry Me burger with the sugar and the frosting and the brioche and the little figures on top of the bun.
And you said, do I look like a little boy? And he goes, well, excuse me? And Is this little boy's Chinese theater? And he goes, what? And he goes, no, it's man's Chinese theater. Exactly. So man up and get me my burger.
Exactly. Exactly, dude. That's exactly what I said to him.
So then J-Lo, but she's already got this whole wedding cooked up. And so Owen Wilson is holding a sign for her hit song, Marry Me, for his daughter. He's holding this song at the concert.
The little daughter's holding a sign saying Marry Me?
Actually, I think Sarah Silverman was holding the sign.
Oh, okay. Sarah Silverman is.
And she had to go to the bathroom.
Sarah Silverman wanted to get married to J-Lo.
Yeah. No, she just is a big fan of the song.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's a little bit tricky to figure out this sign situation. You could tell the writer's room was like, let's just not think there. Let's hope people don't think about it too much.
Why does he hold this Mary beside?
And so she goes, yes, I will. And they get married on stage.
And as like it just as a goof, you know, right?
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah. But then he has to then kind of do all this press and stuff with her.
Right.
And it's not bad. It wasn't bad.
Can I be honest with you? It'd maybe make more sense.
Yeah. What?
I think it's a great idea for a movie.
It's a kind of a blast.
Yeah.
And I was like, the only hiccup for me was like, I just wish that we had like younger people who could be in romantic comedies like this. But whatever, I don't give a fuck.
From what I saw from the trailer, nice. And also from the movie that I saw,
yeah,
the chemistry was not there.
Well,
I'm going to be honest, when you're watching the movie, anytime it's like shot, reverse shot, it does feel like it's people are not in the, they're
not in the same room.
They're not interacting with each other.
No, it felt like they took COVID restrictions really seriously.
Oh, okay.
No, it truly felt like everybody's in a different space.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a really good premise that if it was made in 1998,
Tom Hanks
with like yeah somebody like that, it would have been a fucking just so good.
Because if it would have been made honestly same people but 15 years ago,
well, way 15 longer 15
years ago Tom Hanks and the girl from Mystic Pizza and
what's her
my
name?
Best Friend's Wedding,
yeah, what's her
Julia
name?
Roberts,
yeah, Julia Roberts.
I mean, if this would have come out in like the 2000s,
it's just J-Lo and Owen Wilson are great together. Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just the everybody's like, oh, we need romantic comedies back. But those movies, like the Nancy Meyers and who did Sleepless in Seattle and Rod.
I don't know.
Come on.
Do you know Clint?
Say it, yeah. I know.
And she's Heartburn.
I know who it is.
Heartburn.
Move on.
Heartburn.
Heartburn. That's what's her name? The writer?
Yeah.
Nora Ephron.
Those movies have a lot of style to them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big wide shots and sweeping fucking establishings of cities and all that
shit.
Yeah,
you got to establish a
city. You got none of that. It's just lit from every angle.
Mm-hmm.
And just people who got a lot of makeup on and they say, go for it.
Sometimes J-Lo calls and she says, I'm in Paris, but then you don't really see anything.
She's in a car.
She's like, I'm in Paris.
But that all that being said, you know, you got to love them taking a swing.
They took a big swing.
It was a huge hit. This movie was sold out. 3,000 people in the theater.
Who directed it?
Bob Balaban.
No.
Bob Merrill.
I don't think it was Bob Balaban.
Behind the camera for this one?
Oh, what? It wasn't?
No, I don't think it was Bob Balaban. I think he was actually...
Bob Balaban's the...
I think he was a second unit director.
I think Bob Balaban only wants to be the weirdo in Wes Anderson movies now, so...
Good for him. Kat Coiro.
Kat Coiro.
Ooh, and guess who she's married or with?
Who?
Billy.
Bob?
No. Billy from Entourage, the director.
Yes, dude. Why wasn't he in it? Was he not available at the time?
I don't know.
Now,
he's
he
so good. No, but he's a fucking sick-ass actor.
Was he gonna direct the Ramones movie?
Yeah. He loves those guys. Anyway, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
And, so then they get together at the end, or I don't really remember.
Yeah, they get together.
I don't remember the end because Clay comes back finally.
Yeah.
He's got this burger that looks like a cake.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Clay, where did you get that thing?
I said, I get shit done.
And he said, don't call me Clay.
I can't believe you don't remember J-Lo getting on the flight to Peoria, Illinois, to go to the Mathalon.
Of course CT doesn't
remember. Oh, right. I do that. Remember that now.
And they...
Yeah.
Then cheer on the Mathalonians.
She still loses, but it's okay.
Yeah, she does lose.
CT was busy getting that sugar burner.
Yeah. CT was busy getting his ass bay. Sugar bagger.
Wickety Wickety Wit wasn't helping at all, dude.
Well, Wickety Wickety Wit was jealous of that delicious sugar burger.
I saw his... I would love a sugar burger.
Well, Rod, we...
Is it a
double? Well, because of some
rules. Jailbird Barry wasn't...
Rod had to watch the movie from the where the projector is. Yeah. This is some weird rules.
I just gotta look out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clay was eating his burger, and after every bite, he would rub his belly and go,
quiet down.
Who you were telling the movie to quiet down so you could focus on your burger?
Ooh, quiet down.
Turn down the volume on the movie.
Yeah.
He kept standing up and sitting back down because of how excited he was and really freaking everyone in the theater out.
I told the story before, but fucking this is one of the times there was a lot of fucking shootings happening at movie theaters for some reason. And we went to see a movie with Whitney, and she was like, "I'm afraid I'm going to get fucking killed here." I'm like, "Babe, stop. That's annoying that you think that." And then while we were watching the movie, a guy with two duffel bags entered the movie theater. And we could just see a silhouette in the hallway of him holding two duffel bags, just staring at the audience for about 30 minutes. And then he went and he left.
What was the movie?
I actually don't know. I really couldn't tell you. I can only remember the fucking little fella. Yeah.
One time I was watching a movie and there was a jump scare and a guy just stood up and left.
No!
It was kind of funny. He went, no! And he stood up and left and everybody laughed.
Everyone pointed and laughed at him like it's a middle school.
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Doesn't remind me of the time where I spiked my hair up in first grade and everyone fucking pointed and laughed at me and I had to go home because I pretended I was sick.
Damn. That's too bad. I threw up on the floor on the hallway in fifth grade and had to go home. What's the time that you did something embarrassing and had to go home, Rod?
In first grade, I threw up on the desk.
On the desk?
Yeah, I just got like sick all of a sudden. I threw up on the desk.
Damn, Rod.
And then I went home.
You fucking sicko, dude. I can't believe you did that.
I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident.
I think he had a kink.
Yeah, a throw-up kink.
Yeah.
When I was 6 years old?
Yeah. That's nasty, dude.
But I threw up on the desk and I had to go home.
Damn.
And I've always wanted to do it. I always had the dream that I would get sick and go home. And I did it, and it sucked.
Oh, it sucked.
Yeah, because you throw up and you're sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a guy in one of my classes threw up every day.
Jeremy?
No. I know his name. I'm just not. I don't know if I should talk.
Jeremy would throw up every day too.
From eating his
or he'd throw up once a week in one class so he could get out of school.
Well, my man threw up. I'll say his name. Whatever. His name was John. He would throw up every day.
People are looking up for John for right now. I mean,
well, I know his middle name too. It's fucking wild.
John is not.
His middle name is Jonathan.
John,
you're not too. Honestly, you're not too.
No,
far
I know
off.
His middle name too.
And he threw up every day, and he goes, "I gotta leave." And then one day he threw up, and you throw up in class. He would make himself throw up every day, and the teacher was like, "No, you're just a throw up kid now. That's just what you are. You're a throw up kid, and that doesn't allow you to go home." And then he stopped throwing up.
Damn.
Yeah.
The teacher just said, "You are the throw up kid."
Mm-hmm.
What is this, Hey Arnold?
Yeah. Shit. I was a stoop kid at the time. I was living in New York.
Because you were stupid?
My little brother used to eat
yogurt. What the fuck you say to me?
That's Cete, the stoop kid, because he's an idiot.
Sorry, Wickety Wickety Wits acting up again.
And what was I?
Fucking.
Badass boy?
Idiot asshole guy.
I was a badass boy.
Are you guys in a fight?
What were you, Rod?
I don't. They should call me Rod. I don't know.
His name Rod. Play that. Wait, that's probably so hard to find. There's an episode of Catfish where a guy's telling a girl the wrong name, and she goes, "What's your real name?" He goes, "My name's not Eddie. My name's Rod." Let's see if we can find it real fast. My name's Rod.
Yeah, pretty good stuff.
Catfish. My name.
Dude, what happened to Catfish? Fucking, what happened to that? That was on. We would watch that so much.
Yeah.
That was a great show. Good for them.
Nah, this ain't nowhere. My name's Rod.
My name's Rod. His name Tony. That's one of the things we would say when we go gambling.
My name Tony.
My name Tony.
That was like good luck or something.
I don't remember how that happened.
Who knows, dude? It's gambling.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go. Anywho, gang, we should gamble on Twitch again. What do you say, gang?
I'd do it.
I would have such a fun. God, it's so fun. Maybe we should do that today.
You want to do that tonight?
Yeah, let's do a gambling stream.
I can't do that.
Yeah, you got plans, man. But we know you're busy.
Yeah, it's not
Cajun. His name is Rod. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
How did you find it, like?
Huh? Rod, that's about you. My name's Rod.
I have to go through that every time I tell somebody my name.
Yeah, and because like your name does have a certain like, history ashamed. To it.
I'm ashamed. My name's Rod.
And they're mad at me. Your name Rod?
Wait, you're Rod? You've been Rod this whole time?
You're not KJ? No. My name's Rod.
People are so upset when I tell them every time.
Yeah. Well, what else is going on, guys?
Nothing really.
Dude, just chilling, man. Just fucking kicking back.
What are we doing for my 30th birthday? It's a big one.
I don't know, 5 years from now?
Yeah.
Yeah, the fuck? Let's travel somewhere.
Gambling, dude. Let's just go to Vegas. Fuck it.
You want to go to Vegas?
Dude, yeah. They go to Vegas and Pam and Tommy. You go to Vegas a lot.
I want to go to, if we go to Vegas, let's go get a fancy hotel and be there for 2 nights.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
All right.
Sounds great. Just the boys. Remember when we got that one nice hotel room that had the TV in the bathroom? We watched fucking Fallon in the tub.
Wait, does it have to be just the boys?
No.
It doesn't have to just be the boys. It
doesn't have to be just the boys.
Okay. Well, it could be whatever, but I just want to go there.
Go to Vegas.
I just assume it's the boys.
Weekend in Vegas.
The girls aren't his the girls big are into very Vegas.
Busy.
The girls actually don't like Vegas as much.
No, they probably like the food.
Yeah.
The shopping.
The pool.
Well, that shopping.
The shopping's fun.
Shopping for you purses.
Go to Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, anyone can go. I'm just saying, it's just normally we do boys trips in Vegas and.
It's a bummer that the Hooters Casino isn't nicer.
That place is a fucking trash. That's trash. That
I
place.
Like the Hooters Casino.
I do too, but like I see what Whit's saying, and like I want to have the Vegas experience of like fucking big timers.
Yeah, that's the nice same.
Hotel and your
big ass hotel.
You have your fucking your hotel room has a dining room table like that type of shit. So like I would love that. So.
I love that, and I'd say birthday, ideal birthday for me. We go to Vegas, get some breakfast on the way that evening around, let's say, 5, go to the Hooters Casino for a nice meal.
Yeah.
Do a little gambling at the Hooters Casino, then go back to wherever we're staying.
Do some Buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spins.
Yeah, go back to where we're staying. Fucking walk around, smoke some cigs.
I can't be doing that, but yeah.
No, but you know, I'll be around. Saying.
I'll be inhaling the secondhand, which I enjoy doing.
Yeah, that reminds you of your childhood.
Yeah,
it reminds you of your dad and your mom having a conversation about two different things. Yeah. Never forget that. That's like one of my fave memories, is remembering sitting in Clay's house that was 60 degrees inside and his parents smoking cigs.
Where your glasses fog up when you leave the house.
And yeah, his parents smoking cigs and just talking about two completely different things to each
One's
other.
One's talking about the weather, another person's talking about the traffic being weird.
But yeah, and then the next day we chill out by the pool.
Drink margarita.
Get burnt, dude.
Get burnt, drink margaritas.
Have some fun.
Oh, boy.
And then maybe do an activity, go to a show. Then get a fancy dinner that night at one of them fancy restaurants. Gamble and then leave the next day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, everyone gets a round of steaks.
Oh, round of steaks for the boys?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
That'd be fucking great, dude.
Maybe there's a tiki themed casino.
Dude, they love tiki. My brother, I went to Vegas with my brother, and you know he's a tiki freak.
Yeah.
Tiki freaky.
He took me to a tiki bar in Vegas.
Didn't he turn his basement into a tiki?
He works at a theater, at a high school theater type place.
Oh, right.
And he has his office is all tiki themed.
That's fun.
But he took me to a tiki place in Vegas. It's a fucking blast, dude.
I was thinking of, the little pavilion. What do you call the thing out in my backyard?
Scooter? Like the thing you ride on?
No.
Oh, then I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
The deck?
Yeah. I was thinking of turning that into a tiki bar. The little shooter thing?
That'd be sick.
Dude.
And I'm chilling with the boys and making tiki drinks.
A Mai Tai?
Oh, my God. I mean, it kind of is like, it looks like it would work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make a little... I gotta do it.
Drink Mai Tais with the boys.
Oh my god, one of those pineapple drinks.
Ugh. Ooh, so good.
Yeah. You tipped over your Waterloo.
Oh shit!
You spill?
No, not. Well,
hello. It's a little fine. It's a Target couch. It's fine. Anything else, gang, that we want to report on that we've been going? That's been happening here.
No, but everyone listening, I haven't announced it yet, but I'm doing two shows of my new.
New hour?
Hour. I think it's called Big Baby. So,
I thought you had another name for it.
What was it?
It's like it wasn't This Is Grown Up, but something like that. Or I'm Annoying or something.
Oh. Well, that's rude.
Sorry, dude.
I don't think you're annoying.
I'm sure I'll figure out a new name, but for now it's called Big Baby. And it's at the Elysian Theater in L.A. on April 16th and April 28th at 7:30. Get tickets now so I don't have to stress out about it.
This shit's gonna sell out quick. Days are it? Was it?
April 16th and April 28th. Why?
Clay's doing some
When are we going to Florida?
Oh,
the
April.
9th and the 14th. Okay.
Yeah, no, we'll be back.
Yeah. Okay. Any gang? That's it. Ronnie, you want to say anything?
Yeah,
I don't
know.
Our gambling stream?
Yeah, me and Clay are going to do some sort of Chumba gambling stream soon. I'm not sure exactly when it's going
to
be, but it'll be soon.
I can't wait to fucking lose.
It might have been yesterday if you guys are listening to it.
If you're listening to it right when it came
Thursday
out,
is probably
yesterday.
The best day for, I think, the group stream, though.
Yeah, I know. I have nothing going on tonight. Anywho, gang, that's the podcast. Can you believe that we did another one? That's it. So, okay.
Bye.
Bye.